Jesus said, "While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." After saying this, he spit on the ground and made some mud with his saliva and put it on the man's eyes. "Go," he told him, "wash in the pool of Siloam." This word means sent. So the man went and washed and came home seeing. John chapter 9, verses 5 through 7. That's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Gospels. So this man was born blind. And then one day Jesus came and everything changed. The man who could not see anything now could see clearly. Jesus opened his eyes and his heart. I encourage you to read the whole story found in John chapter 9. Here are three observations regarding the story. First, there was immediate obedience. The man never hesitated to follow Jesus' instruction to go and wash in the pool of Siloam. We need to be just as eager to act on what God is telling us to do. Then there was immediate change. The man was changed in an instant. He was a new person with clear sight and perspective. And Jesus transforms us from the inside out. Immediate change. And then there was immediate worship. The man's change was costly. The religious leaders excommunicated him. But he was willing to pay the price. His worship of Jesus was genuine and heartfelt. We are born spiritually blind. The inherent sin passed down from Adam fogs our vision and leaves us looking inward. But then Jesus comes. He gives sight to our eyes and allows us to see our need. He moves us to mourn our sin and humble ourselves, expressing our need for God. Jesus can open the blind eyes and allow you to see and experience that which will satisfy your soul. If you desire Him, open your eyes and use this following prayer as a guide. Lord Jesus, I am tired of stumbling around in the spiritual darkness. I ask that you open my eyes and let me see. I trust in you as the light of the world, the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins. Please change me from the inside out and allow me to follow your instruction. I desire to be a worshiper of you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, let us pray for you here at The Journey. Email your requests to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.